Hey, Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Hey there.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm still good.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast. This is
I
Iris and
know.
Jamie. And today's a question episode, which I actually really like doing those.
I do too. Yeah, they're good.
Any other updates before I can jump right into reading it today is I think it's, I
Yeah,
can't
we can
remember if
do that.
this. Okay, cool. I'm gonna jump right into reading it then. Oh, this is a
Okay.
good, it's a relationship question. So it's not about friends, it's a romantic relationship question.
Oh,
So,
great.
okay, the title is Should I, a 24-year-old female, stay with someone, a 29-year-old male, who I love but is socially and intellectually incompatible with me?
Oh, this is heading home. Okay.
Oh shit. Okay. I have been with my boyfriend for 2 years. I knew from the beginning that we are socially and intellectually incompatible, but still fell in love with him. I'm finishing my master's and he didn't go to college. Nothing wrong with that. But I noticed that he often couldn't comprehend or engage when I tried to talk about cultural, social, political topics. None of his family members went to college either, and we have very different political views. When I visited his family, I often had a hard time even being there and listening to the ignorant things they would say. We have fought about this multiple times, but clearly, one's political views can't be changed. I've encouraged him to read more books or even consider going back to school, but he just couldn't. He would rather spend time on TikTok, YouTube, or video games. He is very comfortable with his current life and never thought to change it, although I feel like he could be a little bit more ambitious. For this matter, I struggled to introduce him to my friends because I'm really afraid he is going to say something insensitive that may offend somebody. I know this is wrong, but I would feel really awkward when I bring him around my cohort, my colleagues, because he sounds dumb. I also don't quite get along with his friends. They are all very nice people, but none of them have gone to college. You can say they are typical working class blue collar crowds, and nothing wrong with that. I respect what they do. It's just that I find I have little in common with them. But at the same time, he is the most sincere and caring person I've ever dated. He always puts my needs as a priority. We have the same hobbies, outdoor stuff, and always have so much fun together despite our differences. His family still welcomes me with open arms and treats me like their daughter to a degree, more so than my own family. He had informally proposed to me recently, but I told him I couldn't decide yet. I love him, but I really struggle to see if this could work. My friends have told me multiple times that I could and should find somebody better, but I still have much love to him, but I still have much love to him that I couldn't break things off. Meanwhile, I don't want to waste mine or his time if this doesn't work out in the end. I feel like it could work if he makes some small changes to his life and really works on himself, but I just don't see that happening, despite that fact that I've communicated to him about this clearly multiple times. What should I do?
So, do you know why I said it hits home?
No, tell me.
I mean, my past relationship, you're one of the people in my life more so than others too, but this is a theme, but I think you've just been more like unabashed about it. Is you've said, like, I don't understand how you were together. Like, it does not seem like you were on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, but I didn't. So I guess what I would say is like, I didn't know it was like, I thought that like you all were just different about like your ambitions and like, I don't know, different, like the
Yeah, which
way that,
is,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I, yes, we were different. Like, we came from different walks of life, but not in the same way that this woman is talking about.
Yeah, like I always felt like I don't know, like I can't really put my finger on it. She, you know, this seems more like she's very stuck on the college aspect. And I didn't ever hear you talk about that. I never heard you
I mean,
say,
he definitely did not have a bachelor's degree.
yeah, and I never heard you talk about that. Like I didn't know
Yeah,
that
it
that.
wasn't that important to me, but it is for some people, yeah.
Yeah,
And
so
I
like,
wondered if it should be, yeah.
well, I mean, I think that everybody could be like, I know some really dumb people with degrees.
I mean, true. And like, I always felt like he was really smart and we could have intellectual conversations. Mm-hmm. If we couldn't, then I would have had a problem with
Yes, that's what I mean. That's why I'm like, this feels different. Like, this feels like very, very different.
Yeah, it sounds like she still has ways of connecting. But here's the thing, like, I don't know. I hope I'm not simplifying it, but this kind of seems simple to me. I'll be honest. Which is, let's break down, like, she's using a lot of language and it's very fluffy, but the reality is what she's saying is I'm with someone that I don't see a future with unless they make change, and they've told me they don't want to make the change, or I don't see that they're going to make change.
Right. I agree.
So, right. I mean, then like, it's pretty simple. If you need to change the change to happen and it's not happening, sounds like it's not a good fit.
Absolutely. I feel like it's not a good fit, but like, I think that my difference of opinion would be like, I don't know why, like, I kind of feel bad for this guy. Okay, this is like, and this is why I'm like, I don't feel like this is you at all, because I actually don't like the person who wrote this. I think she sounds very elitist. I know so many people.
Oh, I could definitely have written something like this.
I did not know that, Jamie. So we're going to say, like, I don't know that girl. This is, like, to me, like, so elitist. Like, I know for me, like, I think it's me. I think I'm the first person in my mom and my dad's family to graduate college, and I don't think that they're stupid. I mean, I have an advanced degree, and sometimes I talk to people and I'm like, oh shit, like Aaron, for instance. Aaron doesn't have a bachelor's degree at all. And like,
oh, I would never have guessed that.
Right. And that's my point. It's like she doesn't have a bachelor's degree. She doesn't have an associate's degree. And she's so smart. Like, she talks to us like all the time about things. And I'm just like, oh, I didn't know that. Or like, oh, that's a really good perspective. Or like, she's way better at math than I am. Like, Lord knows. Yeah. I'm like, here, take this tip, girl.
What I'm hearing her say, though, is that this person might have his own privilege. Like, she's talking about, he may offend someone. So he may have issues with people of different race, of different ethnicity, I should say, or like different sexual orientation. And that I kind of get. I mean, also, you know, she talks about typical working class, blue collar crowds. Like, I've said stuff like that about the differences between my mom and my dad's family. My mom's family is more white collar. My dad's family is more blue collar. I have not been able to relate to my dad's family in the same way. And I think there are ways that my mom's family kind of looked down on my dad's family, which probably didn't help. And also, these are the parts of my family that I really don't like. I think I said, was it last episode, or I don't know what order, but I said recently, you know, there are pieces of my family that don't understand that I'm doing something differently. I'm living my life differently. And that's more from my dad's side. Because they're very, I don't know, they're kind of stuck in what they think is the right way, and they don't really see other ways of doing things. Now, my mom's family would also have the same idea too, just in a different way. So I guess it's not that different, but I don't know. I relate to what she's saying. I get that it doesn't sound great because it sounds like a judgment. I don't know if it's meant as a judgment, but what I will say is that the thing that came out of my last relationship is that I was judgmental because I was with the person. What I needed to do was recognize we were different and we were not going to work. And the best way I could respect him is letting that relationship go.
Yeah.
But and I not judge him anymore. Because I definitely judged him when I was with him. You know, there was a point in our relationship where I said, I don't respect you. Or I don't know if I respect you. What a hurtful thing to say.
Well, I mean, that could have just been true, though. There's plenty of people that you, like, could...
Well, yeah, and I mean, isn't what she's saying here true? I guess that was a different...
So, yeah, so, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you felt about your previous partner, but, like, here's what I would say. I always knew that he wasn't ambitious. Like, and with that part of it, I totally hear her. Like, you shouldn't be with somebody who's, like, not ambitious. Now, to me, though, and I guess this might just be my own perspective. If your ambition is that you want to, like, be the very best construction worker in the world, great. Like, whatever you're doing, like, as long as you have a hustle and you're going to be able to support yourself and you're not lazy, like, I'm down with you being a construction worker.
Oh, but it's a support yourself, right, too. Because I was going to say, what if he was like, I want to be the best video gamer? Would you say that was ambition?
I mean, I guess my question would be, like, are you creating, like, are you, is, like, this guy isn't, but, like, if your goal is video games, are you like, okay, great, let me go take these seminars so that I can figure out how to do it? Are you interning? Are you saying like, hey, babe, we need to move to LA because that's where all the video game companies are? Like, do you have a YouTube channel where you're like trying to get views? Like, there's a hustle to everything. Like, I'm all about hustle. Like, but that's like totally my vibe. I'm a person who likes to have three jobs. I'm about your hustle. So like, I'm cool. Like, yeah. Like if you can make it make sense, I'm like, yes. Like, you don't have to be a lawyer or a doctor or like go get your like bachelor's degree. Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'm like, I know plenty of people who don't like Erin doesn't have a degree, and she seriously makes like let's just be transparent. I don't want to talk about how much Erin makes, but, and I don't want to talk about how much make. I have a master's degree. We both make six figures. I am six figures close to in debt from school, and I make maybe $50,000 more than Erin. Is that worth the cost? Yeah. And like, I think that she is just as smart as me. And like, I don't think that, like, I don't know. Like, those are the things. It's like, I'm like, cause she's a hustler. Like, she's about her business and about her profession and about like supporting herself in like whichever way she wants to. So I'm like, yeah, like, I totally think that that could be possible. Now, this guy, I don't know if that's where he is. And I think if she was coming more from that perspective, I would be like, yes. And so maybe the idea is, like, for such an educated person, she's maybe explaining herself wrong in a bad way. Because, like, all that I'm getting from
you. Yeah, maybe it sounds packaged.
Yes, like, because what I'm hearing her say is, like, oh, he's, like, blue collar. Again, I'm like, nothing wrong with that. Like, I can totally imagine that you would, oh my God, there's this trashy show that I like to watch called Joe Millionaire, and one of the guys is blue collar.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, he's so hot too.
Well, I think she's losing her words, because I mean, I get she did say that in there, but she did say there's nothing wrong with that. Although, mm-hmm. I mean, when you say that, then it kind of says like, well, are you sure there's nothing wrong with
right.
that?
Right. Well, and these are all different, the same type of people. Like, what's interesting in this, in America, like, which again, I'm just like, girl, like, you are a smart woman. This sounds stupid. Everyone knows that, like, most of America used to be the blue-collar workers who were, like, in the coal mines and who were doing, like, manual labor. They supported unions. And who supports unions? The Democrats, who are historically more liberal people. And they did vote that way. So blue-collar people, up until probably when Obama was elected, actually would have been considered the more, like, blue party compared to, like, the rich, you know, red Texas oil people. That would have been the case. So like, his family and friends might have very similar views. Now, just because they're blue collar doesn't mean that they will be, you know, offensive or like vote differently from her. They could be very much the same, like depending on kind of what their political viewpoints are. I was talking to somebody else about this too. If the Republican Party, in my opinion, was not so racist, you would find, probably not me, but lots of African-American people would actually most likely be conservative, because they're very like a mostly religious group. They have lots of conservative and traditional viewpoints on things. That's why things like what happened in California years and years and years ago about the LGBTQ folks being able to get married, the large part of the people that they saw that disagreed with that in California were Democrats, but they were Black. And it's because of that like traditional aspect of things. So it all just brings me to the point of like, you never know, right? Like these, I think that her and this guy are different, but it's not because of the reason she's saying. And I think that because she's like, I think she's fighting with herself because she doesn't want to be a bad person and say, I don't want to marry this guy because he doesn't have a college degree and because he is blue collar. And like, I think he's dumb, which I think is like such a negative. I would never say it, like, I don't know. I wouldn't say somebody was dumb. Like, unless he is actually dumb, but it doesn't sound like he is. It just sounds like these are not his priorities. And like, she's just not a part of, like, they are her priorities.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for her opinion, but like, we know there are so many different types of intelligence. And so, yeah, I think I agree. That's not a helpful thing to say. And I think here's the problem. She's trying to make sense of why this isn't working for her. And she doesn't need to do that.
Yeah.
It's just not working. It just isn't right. And that's okay. I think we all feel like we need a reason, and the why is just working as a therapist with this. Like, it's okay to just notice the impulse to want to know why, and notice how it's really scary when we don't know why. And can we just let that be there? Because trying to answer that question is not always possible and is not always helpful. And so I think that's part of the trap here, is that she ends up you know, trying to make sense of it, saying things that maybe she doesn't actually mean because she doesn't even know how to explain it or say it. And it's okay. It's absolutely just not working.
And I think that
and that's hard when you love somebody.
Yes. I was going to say, like, I think that's the thing is, like, she should stop. Because it becomes a situation where it's like,
it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah. Well, and like, also you don't have to be the hero and he doesn't have to be the villain. It can just not work.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's what I feel like
you're just different.
Yes. That's and it. That's what I feel like is like, well, if he would just change, and I'm like, well, what if you would just change? What if you dropped out of school and were like, I just want to be like, I don't know, like a receptionist, and like, would that make the relationship better for you? Like, yeah, like if you changed, it would work, right? But that would be not true to yourself, and we would never ask that to happen. So, like, he's comfortable with his life, and it sounds like he's in his own bubble, and that's going fine. You just are both different people, probably very lovely people, who just maybe like the things that matter to you, it's not going to be compatible. Like, you can still have a lovely. It's kind of like the article that we were talking about before, and they were saying like, this is the happiest I've ever been. She sounds like she is happy with him. Like, they love the same things and they have fun together, but it just doesn't work. And that's okay to sometimes walk away from.
It was like, if they were the only two guys, I've said this to so many people I've been with where it's just the fit wasn't right, even though I did care deeply for them, is if we were the only two people, this could work. But the problem is that we live in a world with other people and other things that make love and care have context. And sometimes the context, it just doesn't work.
And I also think that it would be nice if she could like release all of this. Cause I feel like my problem with this post that I think would be a problem for her. And I don't think it was a problem for you. Cause I never once heard you say like, those were the reasons that you and this ex broke up. I think that you had probably thought it out a little bit.
I mean, further. Beyond that, there was an alcohol issue and a lying issue. The other stuff though, I think was in the way. I mean, we were not compatible. Mm-hmm. But I probably would have still tried to make it work. So in a way, it was probably good these other issues came up because maybe we would have been able to make it work in the short term. I don't know about in the long term, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is like, I never heard that. Like, I always felt like it was a lot deeper than that. Not that these aren't deep issues, but I felt like the issues that you had with this person were like a lot more deep and like kind of.
I agree.
So anyway,
that's true.
And I don't want to diminish this person's feelings. They're right for feeling how they feel. But what I would say is it would be nice though, is if you could say to like, you can talk about, it's not that, I mean, and maybe it is like, you need somebody with a bachelor's degree at least, or maybe you need somebody with a master's degree. Like maybe these are your requirements. But let's say if he didn't have those things, but he had like, but you all, he was more like on the level with you in terms of conversation and being able to be incredibly articulate and have like very like deep discussions, even if he disagreed with you, right? Like even if he was totally different from how, like he's Ben Shapiro. He is like, you're going to have a total different opinion from me. I'm saying me, she might be liking Ben Shapiro. I have very different opinions than him, but like, I don't think he's dumb. So like maybe that could even work, right? Like you're dating someone who maybe does have a difference of opinions, but like you feel like you're learning from them, or like even if it's something you disagree with, or maybe it's that doesn't work and you really need somebody who aligns with you very closely there. I think it's a good opportunity for her to kind of, cause she's young, right? Didn't she say she was like 24? It's a great time to like sit back and think about like, what are you actually looking for? Cause this is a good baseline relationship where you can say, you know, what if these things, like what if he had a degree, but he still, you know, was different from me politically and culturally. And I still thought he might say something embarrassing. Like, would that have fixed it? Like, I don't know, maybe it would have, maybe it wouldn't have, who knows? And then also like, does it matter to you? Like, you also know what you like about this person. Cause it's a good example. It sounds like actually kind of a positive relationship. So you also know what your standards are for things that you need to have in a partner that aren't those things. Like you need to have someone who enjoys outdoor activities and who you can laugh and have fun with and who has a family. Cause it sounds like also she's not close to her family. So like dating somebody who is close to their family and has a very warm family might be a priority for you. So I think these like, you know, as a 24-year-old, these are kind of, it's actually a great relationship to be in. It's kind of like that article that I was so annoyed about where I was like, you're so annoying. But this could be that. Like, you could have this, like, this is good but not good enough type of conversation. Leave it and then kind of take the good parts of it and be like, at least I'm really clear on what I'm looking for. Because I do think this is a good opportunity. It's not it doesn't sound abusive, which is nice.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, good luck, person. But also let that 29-year-old man go. He's going to go meet himself, a nice girl who's going to be happy with him. And you'll meet somebody great who's going to be happy with you. And you'll look back on it and be like, oh, that was, you know, that was a time. And then you'll just both be moved on and happy for each other, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some exes that I hate, but yeah, like hopefully this will be one where you're like, oh, that was so nice. Like what a great guy he was.
Yes, let's hope.
Yeah, because he sounds nice. So let's hope for that. And then you can meet somebody else who's like a little bit more on the level with you. But yeah, overall, like I think we both agree, like you should break up with him. At the end of the day, Jamie and I agree, like this is not going to work out.
Yeah, I'm skeptical about it for sure. I mean, who knows? But yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't try, right? Because like, I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who thinks I'm dumb.
Yeah. All right, that's
and I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who I think is dumb. So like both.
Or also like, you know, you're trying to change someone and they clearly don't want to make those changes.
Right. I mean, also that. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that is, I feel like that's also a good point. And I think that like, it's nice too, because I feel like we probably, at least in this perspective, I don't, and maybe you're not even saying this, I don't think he has to change. I think his life is fine and you just need to be with somebody who you don't have to change. And I like, right. There's some times where I think somebody like,
exactly. Okay,
example being your ex, I do think having a drinking problem, you need to change. This is like one of those things where I'm like, I don't know.
If yeah, that's needs... like universally like hurting you and.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I'm like there are some things that are just not like, oh, we're just different.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, no. If you have a drinking issue, I'm going to agree. Like, I think you need to change. But like this guy, I'm like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't try to change somebody who's like, it's not one of those types of things. It's not like hell. It's not like a, in this situation, like he's suffering. He's just like okay with his life and you're not. And that's okay. It's like a reverse Hallmark movie. Like the Hallmark movies where the big city girl goes and she meets this guy who's like way more down to earth. It's like the opposite of that where like you're already with the guy who's like down to earth. Like not, I don't want to say down to earth because that makes it seem like you're a bitch, but like who's like, you know, blue collar. And you're kind of like, no, I need to be a city girl who's going to move and meet the guy in the city. Like it's the opposite of a Hallmark movie. That's probably what's happening here. And that's okay. They're both right. Cute movies. I would watch both.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
Awesome. Okay. Well, it was fun. This was so short. I love when that happens. Fun. It's like fun and short. I like that. Yes. Have a good rest of your day. Like that. Yes, you seriously. Too. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.